Now I'm going to be chatting to Lloyd Bemelman. He is a sport and exercise psychologist, and we are going to be having a discussion that I never in four lifetimes thought I would ever have, all about what happens psychologically during penalty shootouts, and do our professional players, are they going to be prone to experience psychological pressures during these matches? You can hear me smiling. Lloyd, thank you so much for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Hi there, Simon. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon. Thanks very much for the call.
So let's start with the basics. When a player walks up for a penalty in a World Cup match, what actually happens in their brain and in their body at that moment?
Look, I think we, just because we all have one, a brain and a body, we think it's the same. But, you know, it's quite different. Different people perceive different things different ways, and it's quite unknown. We don't know what's going on in the brain, and we can just see by behavior what happens. I think behaviors are the end result, and that's basically psychology in a nutshell, really.
But when we talk about pressure in sport, it's one thing. But if we move it, as we spoke about it initially, about during a penalty shootout, I mean, that's a whole different kind of psychological load, isn't it? I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah, no, it's a pivotal moment. It matters the most, and players will most certainly put themselves under the most amount of pressure and try and make performances the best that they can possibly be. So it's a world of pressure, because the whole world is actually watching, for sure.
Can you be trained to deal with that kind of pressure in a more efficient manner than somebody who hasn't? I'm just thinking whether professional players are in any way kind of, immune is the wrong word, but desensitized perhaps to that kind of pressure?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Training is everything. The same way the body can get fitter, the brain can also get fitter and learn to manage these things. Without the training, you certainly will fold under pressure and won't be able to execute the key moments that you're looking to get.
And what's that training that you're referring to?
Well, mental training. Doing. You don't have to be on the field to benefit from mental training, learning about yourself, what
your triggers and your drivers. I'm just trying to understand, is this kind of textbook stuff? Is it is it dependent from person to person, what each person's particular triggers are? It's not like one size fits all, not for one second, is it?
No, look, you have to know the nature of the beast. That's the first step to going anywhere. You have to take the first step. You can't jump steps. That's how you fumble. So yes, this information does come from a textbook, but it's applied, and it's the application is where the magic happens.
So let's just think about it for a moment. I'm just running through a penalty kick in my head. You kind of see people taking very long run-ups, then very short run-ups, then pausing, then stuttering. Are these psychological tools, or are they signs of nerves creeping in?
No, it's freedom of expression. You know, the player has to... Yeah. they have to be an independent person. They're not robots doing things that the coach tells them to, despite what we see on the side of the pitch with coaches losing their mind.
Let's talk about the role of fear, of failure in that particular moment. Is the fear of letting the country down sometimes bigger than the fear of missing the actual kick?
Look, I think it's different for every single person. There's most definitely exceptional players in this country. We've had the last year there was success at the under 17 level, winning a overseas international competition, and then this year they don't even make through the group stages. So there are massive, massive players. The same players that you're taking to those competitions, and then nothing happens when you don't put the players in the right places at the right time.
I'm thinking about being in that kind of position myself, probably why I'm not a professional athlete, because I'm just thinking crowd noise, national expectation, do or die. I mean, all this has got to affect the way you make decisions in a moment like that. I'm wondering how the brain processes information differently under that kind of stress?
Yeah, it does it a lot, but unfortunately, we don't have to think about it.
Are they not thinking about it? Have they not been given the tools and the frameworks to do exactly that? I'm just thinking normal person versus professional athlete.
No, they're not trying to think about it. The training has already happened. If they've missed out on the training, then they arrive at the World Cup, and then that's the player that they've got. That's the team that they arrive with. You can't gain fitness once you've arrived to the World Cup. I don't think it's possible. Mm,
interesting. So, again, some players look completely calm, like almost detached, and others look like very, very, very tense. Is that a function of personality or training, or just how different people cope under pressure?
No, there's absolutely nothing about expressions that are taught in psychology. You know, a person can be feeling like a completely different way to the expression that they're giving.
It's unimaginable to me. I'm thinking to the examples of where a commentator says the player changed their mind at a last second. And just kind of wonder, is that what's going on in the mind? I mean, the player who's taking the kick, the mechanics of a decision like that.
Yeah, look, I think anything can happen on the day. I don't think commentators, even though they follow the sports, I don't think the verbal description that they give of games is the most accurate. Commentators have been known to say things, the team is just walking away with this match, whereas in fact, I don't see many people on the pitch walking away.
Let's talk about the guy who misses. I mean, I often think about that. The camera sort of pans away very, very quickly, and you think about the intense disappointment that somebody's got to live with. It must stay with them. They must replay that moment over and over and over and over. And I'm just wondering what happens to a player from a psychological perspective after a miss.
Yeah, look, I think everybody can see the... what was it, the Rugby World Cup where we almost lost it? I think every single person remembers what was it, Colby, who had his head in his jersey because he didn't want to express his emotion.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, not for all the money in the world, I wouldn't do this. I suppose that's what makes the game so unbelievably exciting and unpredictable, and why we all watch. If we knew how they were all trained and how they were all going to kick, there wouldn't be that tension in it. Lloyd, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thanks for your input this afternoon. Appreciate your time.